Welcome to the Bond Brain. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Bud West.
Welcome back to the Bond Brain for a brief look back at 2022 and maybe a little glimpse of what's in store for us in the Bond community in 2023. Now, obviously, we went through the 60th anniversary of the Bond film franchise in 2022. Many people thought we were going to get a new Bond on Global James Bond Day, and that actually did not pan out. I would have been shocked if that happened. I mean, if you think of the gap between Die Another Day and the announcement of Daniel Craig, that was a gap of 3 years. Die Another Day released in 2002, and we didn't get Daniel Craig until 2005. So, I mean, at this point, looking at that, I'm actually not expecting a Bond announcement until 2024. Maybe it'll come next year. That, I guess, would be nice. And this is going to sound kind of strange, but I'm kind of rooting for 2024. Why? Well, if you listen to my last podcast, I think that a lot of the identity politics being interjected into movies is kind of ruining a lot of movies, but it's causing a lot of financial failures. And one of the things that stood out was that didn't occur in the movie Top Gun, and Top Gun was a huge success. So what's coming in 2023? Mission Impossible 7. I love the Mission Impossible movies almost as much as I love the Bond movies. And you know that Tom Cruise is not going to betray his characters and alter the previously created intellectual property by, you know, pardon my French, bastardizing it in some way to make a political point. So 2023 is going to be another opportunity for another nail in the coffin for that kind of stuff in entertainment. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making films with all of these different types of people in them. What really seems to fail is when they do these things by taking an old established franchise and turning it on its head, and then when it fails, they just kind of lash out at the fans and call them nasty names, and it just seems kind of ridiculous. So I'm hoping that, you know, Mission Impossible 7, Tom Cruise will stay true to what he did with Top Gun, and we'll get a great one. And then 2024, if you think about it, I think Mission Impossible 8 comes out. I believe it's a two-parter. 7 and 8 is supposed to be have all been filmed at one time. So I am looking forward to Mission Impossible 7 no matter what happens. Hopefully Mr. Cruise will deliver for us yet again. So what did we have looking back at 2022? Well, we had another Gather All. That was an absolute blast thanks to the Bond Experience. Had a great time there. We had a lot of 60th anniversary events. The only thing I really got to do personally in that was go see Dr. No in the theater with some fellow Bond fans. So that was kind of cool. But there were plenty of events. And if you got to those, you know, great. Congratulations. It was probably a phenomenal event for those of you who got to go. You had something in the Bahamas. You had stuff in London. And there was just a really, you know, kind of a lot of stuff going on next year, or excuse me, last year, considering, you know, it wasn't a film year. So what do we got in 2023? Hard to tell for next year what we're going to get. I mean, hopefully come December, you know, we get another Gather All or Gather All like event. Maybe an event will crop up here or there. I know the Casino Royale concert is still around. I know that Skyfall concert is still being presented in places around the world. So those are opportunities for people, for things to do things in 2023. There's two Bond in Motion exhibits going, Brussels and Saratoga, New York. So those are opportunities. That's Saratoga, New York is definitely on my calendar for next year. And so Spyscape in New York for Bond, that one's gone. I believe they replaced it with Batman, which would probably be pretty cool too. But anyway, you know, so that one's kind of off the table. You never know what's going to crop up within the world of the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. here in the States. But they do have some Bond stuff in there if you want to go down and check out the Spy Museum. Bond Community Cigar Lounge events in 2023. Those events are now going to be announced on Instagram and my Instagram page. I have far, far, far more people that follow me on Instagram than in that Bond Community Cigar Lounge group on Facebook, and that became apparent when we decided to do Cigars Before Gather All. So I've moved that over. There's now a Bond Community Cigar Lounge page on Instagram. If you're interested in some of those cigar meetups, I'm trying to locate, I'm really trying to expand. I wanted to do it last year and I didn't get to do it. I'd really like to do one in Virginia, and I'd really like to do one in New Jersey. I know people in other areas of the country have said, hey, I wish you would do one of these in my area. The truth of the matter is, folks, I keep them within driving distance or I'm never going to be able to pull them off. And the events are really hit and miss. I mean, there's been events where there was literally two of us. And then there are events where, like before Gather All, there was probably 15 or 16 of us. So for me to pay to hop on a plane, get a hotel room, to go to a cigar lounge, and there isn't, you know, and we don't really, it's not a big event. If it's a big event, I would be there if I had any guarantee. But it's really out of sorts. I did do one in Florida, only because I was down there on vacation, and I was going to check out that lounge anyway, whether anyone else showed up or not. And there was a guy who popped in, and for the life of me, it was just me and him, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the guy's name, and I'm really sorry if you're listening to this. But if you are, reach out and remind me. I cannot remember your first name, but, you know, and he hung out for about an hour in one stick. But so 2023, really, really, really hard to predict what we're going to get next year. If we follow a typical pattern as we move further and further away from the last movie and before real actual news starts to heat up for the next movie, I mean, you're going to see the Henry Cavill stuff. You're still seeing Idris Elba news, which is nuts. You're seeing this Aaron Taylor Johnson news. None of that is confirmed. None of that is definite. If anyone's out there rolling out a movie plot, unless it's coming from Barbara Broccoli, folks, you can't trust it. So really, what are we going to get in 2023? Unless news like that starts to heat up, what I have noticed typically happening is podcasts slow down, Instagram accounts slow down, everybody kind of steps back, takes a little breather, and then things start to fire back up. And I've noticed, you know, a few accounts are no longer active after the pandemic hit and people got back to real life. And truthfully, I have not been able to crank out. I cranked out maybe 15 podcasts in 2022. I had to go back to the office. I had to come back to work and life returned to normal. And I didn't have the time that I had before. I was always using that what would be drive time to do additional podcasts. So, you know, that's kind of my goal. I was able to crank out about 15 of these last year, and I'm hoping to at least do 15 of them. That's one a month. I'd really like to do 24 and at least do two a month. We'll see how that works out as the topics come to me. If you've got events out there, even if they're small in your area, folks, make sure you share them. And if you don't have a big audience out there, make sure that you kind of send it and share it to those of us out there. Not that I'm saying I have a big audience. I do not. But I will be willing to share it. And you just bounce it up the ladder and more people with followers. And that's kind of how you build these things. So hopefully we are going to have a good year in 2023. Maybe we'll get a bomb. Maybe we won't. We'll have Mission Impossible 7 if you like spy stuff. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who like Bond and like Mission Impossible. And I don't really see it as a rivalry. Some people do. This is better. Or that's better. I like them both. It's the same way with the Bourne's movie. I would love to see another Bourne movie. I don't think we're going to get any more of those. But Tom Cruise doesn't look like he's done for us, so we will get some spy action next year. There's a couple new spy series out, one with a guy named Charlie Cox, who I believe he was in Daredevil. I can remember him from an HBO series called Boardwalk Empire, which I thought was a great series. So there's a spy movie out. I believe he's an MI6 agent. I'm not sure. There's a new CIA series on Netflix. I haven't checked out that one yet either, but it's definitely on my list. So we definitely have enough espionage thriller type of stuff to hold us over in the Bond world as we delve back into various Bond topics and have fun. So I hope everyone had a great holiday season. If you celebrate Christmas, this is a pre-New Year. Happy New Year to everyone in 2023. My biggest goal next year is to find a way to meet even more people within the Bond community and hopefully spend some more time with the ones I have met, because I really, truthfully, folks, through this all, I've met some really, really great people that are just a ton of fun to hang out with. And even when we're not talking Bond, Happy New Year. Take care. I hope everybody's safe. Hope everyone out there enjoys their holiday, their New Year's Eve, their New Year's Day. We roll into 2023 and see what pops up out there. So this is Bud West with the Bond Brain, and I will see you next year.